So I'm with Don Taylor, the chairman of the Learning Technologies Conference 2017. Now, Don, I've managed to snag you, so I'm very pleased. And everyone's about to pour out and get their end of day drinks at the end of day one. So my quick question for you is, every time you put the programme together, you are telling some kind of story, you're telling the rest of the profession something about where the profession is at and where it's going. So what is this year's programme telling us? You've got a whole range of different topics, different types of speakers. If you were to condense that, what would that be telling us?
I'd say, and yes, you're right in spotting that there are nuances in the programme and that it does represent my attempt to both give an audience what they want, but also what I think they need. So, three things from this conference that stand out. One is that the technology thrust, which matters more than anything else at the moment for us, is AI, artificial intelligence, and how that is going to alter the way in which information is curated and how we interact with machines. Now, Google already does AI. We use it every day, but it's going to become much more sophisticated, much more quickly. Bear in mind that Google is currently as bad as it will ever be in the future. Things are only going to improve. So Google and every other interface that we work with that assesses us against a body of data is going to give us, well, not just give us, it will give us stuff that is more attuned to what we need, but also it's going to anticipate us and enable learning in entirely different ways. That's one theme that goes through some of this stuff, especially in track one. Second theme is, which is more dominant tomorrow, today's Wednesday, but tomorrow, Thursday, we've got Hal Jarkey, we've got John Stepper, and they're talking about personal knowledge, mastery and working out loud, two things which are very different to the AI approach but complement it. This is about how we add value as human beings by learning from each other in groups. And crucially, and of course John and Harold will have their sessions full of examples, but right at the end we've got Mark Ritz and James Tyre talking about how they've actually done this and some of the pitfalls they've encountered in making great social learning happen effectively in organisations. Mm-hmm. James has actually got a case study in my book that comes out in May about implementing learning technology. So that's two things. Artificial intelligence is one. The role of real, proper collaborative learning is the second one. And the third one is designing content. Inevitably, despite these two things, us learning from each other and machines doing stuff for us, we still do need to design great stuff. But not in a clunky, linear way. And that's why I'm so glad that people like Julie Dirksen and others here. Rob Hubbard's done a great job of putting some of that stuff together in a series of talks where we're looking at how you really design well for how people learn and in order to change behaviour. That's the two important things. What do we know about how people learn and why the heck are we doing it? Very different from how we were when we started this back in 2000 when we were considering one of the topics as being what is e-learning. Well, we're a long way down the line now, and I think we are ready to challenge ourselves with those three topics.
Don, that's so brilliant, really well put. You know, it's kind of like it's telling us a story, and you've just told us the story really of where L&D is and where it's kind of heading through this conference programme. So thank you. You can probably hear the drinks being set out, and I hope you get a chance to have one.
They do look good. I'm going to crack open a beer later, absolutely.
Great, Don, thanks very much.
My pleasure.